Hi, ladies. This is Julie, executive producer and favorite fan of EBH. Just checking in to congratulate you on your 100th episode of my favorite podcast. You two totally deserve the red carpet treatment for your unending dedication in providing our listeners such entertaining delivery of the world's oddest news stories. There is no better way to start my hump day than with listening to Liz and Kate. I can hardly wait to hear the next 100 episodes, and you can drink to that.
Hey, Kate and Liz, this is Shannon. I wanted to wish y'all a happy 100th episode. What a huge milestone. Thank you so much for bringing us the weird news and the crazy celebrity updates every week without fail. I love listening to y'all on my run. You keep me entertained. You keep me laughing. Sometimes you gross me out, but it's all in great fun, and I can't wait for 100 more episodes.
Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 100!
Woo!
Oh my god. Fucking 100.
Keeping it 100 for 100 weeks in a row.
Can you even?
No.
Can you even?
No. Where am I? Who am I?
This is literally a miracle.
This is like the second longest relationship I've ever had. And like one of the second longest jobs I've ever had.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh my god, yeah. The most important job you've ever had. Because let's be real, this would not have gotten to 100 without the world's best co-host.
Oh, Liz. Oh stop. You know, the vain people that we need to thank are Patreon saints, because this would have died a long time ago, because it turns out podcasts cost money. Something we did not know when we started this thing.
I know. It's like everybody has a podcast, so you just assume, like... But it's like the same thing of, like, how is everybody able to afford, like, a car and a house and cable? I'm just like, I look around. I'm like, how is not everybody, but you know what I mean? Like, how is the majority of people doing this? It boggles my mind.
But that's what I'm saying. Without their donation, their money, like, we would not be afloat. So thank you, Patreon saints, for giving whatever you can. Some give $1, some give $3, some give $20. You know, it's amazing. And you heard from some of our VIPs at the top of the show before we started. They sent us messages like we asked for to celebrate our 100th episode, and we're going to be sprinkling those throughout the show. So thank you to all of our Patreon saints, all of our friends and VIPs who, you know, wrote in, sent in messages. I hope you'll enjoy hearing from some of like our past correspondents.
I know. It was so nice to get.
I know.
Nice messages.
Oh, I know this episode's going to be so long because I feel like we have a good amount of messages. So thank you.
Yeah. Don't expect any from anyone in my family. I'm like talking to my husband. I'm recording my 100th episode of my podcast tonight. Oh, word? You have a podcast? Like, no idea. I'm joking. Oh my God. He's very proud. He's very proud.
Yes, my husband was too. I think, you know, anybody who can keep something like this going for this long definitely deserves a drink.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so speaking of that, what are you drinking tonight?
Okay, so I was going to try to be festive and, like, get a little baby bottle of champagne. But it was literally $5.50. And I don't even like champagne. And that's how cheap I am. That is how cheap I am. I'm like, no, not even for our 100th episode. I refuse. So I got a Red's Wicked Black Cherry. I'm a sucker for black cherry flavored things. So this is like Red's. They do like hard ciders. So this is like a special kind. It's one of those humongous cans that's like bigger than my head. So, yeah, it's super sweet. Like, I might be in a diabetic coma.
Oh, no.
Like, after drinking this thing. It's just so sweet, but it's really good. It's got the black cherry flavor down. So.
Cool. Yeah, I love black cherry everything. But thanks for throwing me under the bus, because I did buy one of those mini bottles of champagne for $6.50.
I mean,
but I've gotten, I'm on my second glass. I've gotten two glasses out of it, which, you know, okay. And I went to BevMo. I was looking for the canned champagne. They didn't have it at that location. They just had canned wine, but I've gotten it there before. And then, like, BevMo, you know, has the amazing 5-cent wine deal. And, like, by paying $6.50 for this little bottle, I was like, I might as well just get, like, a regular bottle of champagne and get another one for 5 cents. But then I was like, what am I going to do with two bottles of champagne? Like, I won't ever, you know. But it's the best deal.
Wait, what is your 5-cent deal? What? I've never been to BevMo. You don't have that.
Oh, you don't? Oh, my God. Okay.
No.
So it's like, if you're a BevMo member, it's just free to sign up. You know, it's like a rewards thing. You can buy, they have different bottles that are marked for this 5-cent wine sale, which happens like every time I'm there, so it's like, I guess, always ongoing. But if you buy one bottle and it's marked for the 5-cent wine sale, you can get that a second bottle of the same kind of wine for 5 cents.
Oh, wow.
But like, most of the bottles are like, that I saw were like 15 probably, you know.
Right.
So it's a little higher. Oh, end, but you're getting two bottles for 15, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of the equivalent to buying just, like, two super cheap bottles of wine.
You just have to get the same type of wine. So, you know, most people want to mix and match. But if you know you like a certain type of wine, like, it's a deal. We did that for our wedding.
Oh, that's cool. I never knew. Yeah, I don't think there's any BevMo's up here.
It's. I mean, I don't live near one now, so I don't go that often, but I had to check it out. So anyways, big long commercial for BevMo. If you are drinking along with us tonight, which I hope some of you are, whether it's your coffee, your water, your booze, you remember we have our drinking game. So take a sip anytime there's a distraction, because we record at home and we don't know what we're doing. Take a sip anytime we have a story out of Arizona, Texas, Florida, or Hangzhou, China. Anytime we talk about misogyny, anytime we say the words literally, anytime we talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo, anytime we get the Nick Cage rage, anytime we love on Canada. I always forget. David Duchovny. We've added David Duchovny.
Oh, of yeah. course. How could we?
Yeah.
Been on a hiatus.
We have. So. We have been on a hiatus. We got really into Mindhunter when we kind of put our X-Files watching on hiatus.
Yeah. I'm going to pick up next week.
Yeah.
Oh, which, by the way, reminds me, the day this episode comes out, oh my God, I'm going to cry. My little teeny, teeny, tiny first baby will be having her first day of kindergarten.
Oh my gosh! So soon!
Yep. Wednesday, she's starting kindergarten.
Are you scared?
I'm not really scared, but she's starting to get super nervous.
Aww.
Which is, like, making me...
But she's so social. Like, shy.
I know. She's doing this whole thing now, like, that she's shy. Like, aww, she's pretending like she's shy or something.
Okay.
And I'm like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's so cute. She'll be, like, she'll get all, like, cute and, like, tuck her chin under and, like, cock her head to the side, like, I'm nervous about, you know, like, everybody's asking her, you know,
yeah,
like, how you garden and da da da. But I mean, she's gonna love it. She just has to get used to it. But she's like psyching herself up about it. And I'm like, oh my God. So, yeah, so pray for me, everybody. Oh. I know Shannon has had a lot of first days of school. So
yeah.
I know her daughter's in kindergarten.
That's gotta be hard.
Too, so.
Oh, but that's exciting. So she'll have like so much
crying.
Fun.
Think of me. Think of me crying as she's in school for like 3 hours before I have to pick her up because they only do half day. But anyway, so yeah.
Big steps. Oh my God. Well, we do have a pretty interesting mom squad later on. So make sure you listen till the end. If you are a parent, I think you'll find it pretty fascinating. Yeah. So this episode, it's our 100th episode, big 100. We kind of wanted to keep the theme all like related to 100. So a lot of our stories are related to that tonight.
Somehow, some way. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Before we get into it, don't forget, please tell a friend if you love this podcast, if we make you laugh, donate on Patreon, keep us afloat, come on and do a, you know, guest story and get access to our confidential confessions, which we skipped last week so we could do like a better one this week and, you know, have it fall on the actual 100. Sorry for no heads up on that. But there's over 40 episodes of confidential confessions, which we record right after this, just for our Patreons. And you can send us a story idea. You can send us a drink suggestion, eveningboozehour@gmail.com, or we're on Instagram @eveningboozehour or Twitter @eveningbooze. So,
and it's worth it because those are the best.
Totally. Help us do our homework. Okay. It's we hard. Okay. Kate's got kids. I got a job. We don't have a lot of time.
Oh my God. But they're the best. Those are my favorite, the confidential confessions. So.
Yes, they are. Yay. That's, we're already a little loose. So I feel like we get really honest. But yeah, so do you want to start with some historical facts for us?
Let's just get into this 100th episode extravaganza.
And I feel like we have a lot of history in this episode because, like, you kind of have to when, you know, talking about such a grand number.
Yeah, when you think of 100, you just think of, like, old-ass people, 100-year-olds. okay, so... I mean, we're always saying, like, what a time to be alive now. But, like, for real, 1919 was banging.
That's right. It's, like, right before the Roaring Twenties.
Time to be alive. I mean, come on.
Unless you got sick.
Oh, right. Or
wanted any rights.
Or we're like a child servant, or a slave,
No, but
I
like
that
like kind of gilded age. Like I love like the fashion and like the like ideas and stuff that came out of them.
Yeah, the Roaring Twenties. I mean, a lot of these things that I'm gonna talk about from 1919. You're like, oh my God, that was like the beginning of this or that. And like, if you think about it, 100 years ago is not that long ago in the grand scheme of history, right?
Like, not at all.
Wow. Shit has happened. So much stuff has happened in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's insanity.
Yeah. 100 totally. Years. But then that makes you think like, oh, like World War II, like really wasn't that long ago. Oh, the civil rights movement really wasn't that long, you know, like.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know, it's crazy. It really is. Okay, so January 15th, I'm just going to go through chronologically the year. Remember the old Great Molasses Flood in Boston?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Did we talk about that on here?
Who could or
I feel like get. Have we talked about that on here?
I feel like we've had like something about the, because we had to, right? I mean,
I feel like I've just talked about it more something. Recently than when I lived in Massachusetts, and that had to have been like on here.
Yeah, it's insane. Like that was 100 years ago, not that long ago, as we were just discussing.
And it smells like, so seriously. Good.
Oh my God, I'd be like getting all the cookies I need to eat. It's like those sugar candles, the sugar cookie candles. They smell
Ah,
so good,
you just
but then
want
they
to eat
just
them.
make you want cookies.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Okay, so the Great Molasses Flood in Boston, 2 million gallons flooded the streets,
Oh my God.
and 21 people drowned, and 100 people were injured.
Oh my God. I feel like it's worse to drown in molasses than water.
Absolutely. Like, it has to be worse, right?
Like, would you rather?
Yeah, would you
Oh,
rather
that's
drown
awful.
in 2 million gallons of molasses? And wasn't it like boiling hot or no?
Probably. I mean, doesn't molasses kind of like harden if it's not heated? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think it does get like harder.
Harder, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good question. Interesting. We'll have to time travel.
Wow.
We'll have to time travel.
That's crazy.
Okay, February 14th, good old Valentine's Day. Dumb, stupid Valentine's Day. I hate. I fucking hate Valentine's Day. I bet that wasn't even a thing 100 years ago, right?
Probably not. I don't know. I
It
mean,
had
like,
to have
how long
been
has
made.
Hallmark been around?
Yeah, exactly. When was Hallmark founded? Okay. That's when Valentine's Day began. Okay. This I thought was interesting. The United Parcel Service was formed.
Oh,
And I talk a little bit about that
we
later
do.
because it probably happened
That
like.
was in 1919.
Yes.
So what we talk about later, I think, was like 1913. So maybe even before it was like
Yes.
official.
So that was like, yeah, before like the United Parcel Service was formed, which probably was like when they finally were like, okay, like shit's
Yeah,
gotta
we
change.
need to
Like,
put some restrictions on this.
yeah.
We need to
We need
regulate.
like union
Yeah.
and a lot of shit. So,
We need some rules.
okay. That'll make more sense once we get to Mom Squad. February 23rd. Oh, this is a nice little story. Mussolini forms the Fascist Party in
Oh,
Italy. So it's always a fun time.
Yeah, see, I forget about these times as well.
Yeah, I try to forget.
Yeah.
And there was another thing. I didn't write the date down, but it was about like Hitler, getting nominated for
Oh.
something. It was like the beginnings of
Political
his like
position.
uprising, and I'm like, oh my God, of course that happened in 1919.
Yeah.
Jesus. Just as World War I was ending.
World
Okay.
War III is beginning. 100 years later.
Oh my God. Oh geez. My screen just timed out. Hang on. Hang on. Technical difficulties. Okay. March 25th. League of Nations is adopted in the Paris Peace Conference.
Okay.
So that's a good thing, positive. June 4th, U.S. Congress passes Women's Suffrage Bill, creating the 19th Amendment. Wow. Fucking wow.
Yay for rights.
Congratulations. Cool.
100 years ago. Like, that's not even that long ago.
Yeah, like it's a new idea. It's a new fucking thing. Ugh, okay. Anyway. Okay, June 28th, Treaty of Versailles ending World War I and establishing the League of Nations is signed in France.
Okay.
So, only took a couple months before like the League of Nations was adopted in the peace conference to being like a thing.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think this.
September 27th, Democratic National Committee votes to allow female members. Oh, congrats,
Well,
gentlemen.
now that we can
Congrats.
vote, I guess. I guess they want our
Oh
votes.
my God. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. If they can vote, we better get a couple of them on board. We don't want to make them all hysterical again. Heaven forbid. Oh, okay. And then,
Everyone should be drinking right now.
yes, and yes. October 28th, the Volstead Act passed by U.S. Congress establishing prohibition. This is
Oh.
an interesting little fact that I didn't know. Despite President Woodrow Wilson's veto,
Oh,
he vetoed
interesting.
prohibition, but
But Congress went
Congress
ahead.
over, yeah.
I
So
didn't
I
know
thought that was
that.
interesting.
Well,
Yes,
hey,
I didn't
Woodrow
say funny. That's the
Wilson,
press.
American hero.
Yeah. Fellow drinker.
Yeah.
Cheers. Cheers, Woodrow Wilson.
Cheers, Woodrow.
Great name. That's got to come back,
Woody.
Woodrow. Real strong name. Real strong.
Feel like that's like a southern name, you know? They like to put like trees and stuff in their names sometimes.
Elm. This is
Yeah,
my cup
Elmer.
of Oh my God. Birch. What? What?
Pine.
This?
I don't know.
Pine. Oh my God. Yeah, ran out of names of trees, but you know.
Sequoia.
Yeah. What did you say?
Sequoia.
Oh my God. Stop, Maple.
I'm telling you.
Maple. All right, we can keep going. What else? What other trees are
No,
there?
no.
I literally don't know any other apple trees.
Fern.
Apple. Fern. I feel, oh, Fern's a name. Remember
Yeah.
Jawbreaker?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I gotta watch. Let's all watch Jawbreaker this week. Can
Okay.
we all devote like an hour and a half of our lives, please, to
Yeah,
watch Jawbreaker?
it's
One of the greatest films of our generation. I'd
Seriously.
say
I
of the
mean,
century.
Rose McGowan at her finest. I don't know where we stand with her now, but I'm not even really
Yeah,
sure. But if you want to go
right.
back
Oh
to
my God,
like the good old days.
I forgot about her. Oh God, I'm back in 1919. I don't know about the Me Too movement. Women are just now being able to
Yeah.
vote. They're not able to speak on, you know, stages to millions of people. They can't
Yeah.
Instagram
I
or
can't
tweet
remember where
anything.
we left off with her. I think it was for her because she like kind of exposed Ossie Argento's lies, but
Yeah. But then I feel like the next story that came out was like, ooh, and we were just like, you know what?
Yeah. And she had that
We're
reality
just
show that
settling
always
down.
made me like, why?
God, did anybody watch that? I didn't watch
No,
that.
no.
That's right.
Oh
Oh
my
my
God.
God.
Okay, wow. Long tangent, but
What a
hey,
time to
updates.
be
We promised you
alive.
updates, okay?
So yeah, so that's basically all the main things from 1919. So that all happened 100 years ago. So
Wow.
yeah.
I feel like that's
It's
so
like either
fitting. Like
Yeah,
prohibition
it
and
seems like
everything.
Yeah,
Women's rights.
I Yeah, like some things I'm like, "Oh, great. This is like great. We're just on the up and up." And then like then you think about like, "Oh, immigration and oh my God.
Heck
It could
yeah.
go either way here, folks. It could go either way."
Or it could stay exactly the same. And that's what I'm
Oh my
scared of too.
Yeah, we need to keep going up, people. So,
Yeah. Yeah. Keep making
register to
those
vote.
Canada plans.
Registered.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
I said keep making those Canada plans. Like, for reals.
But really, really do. Please. Please do. We'll
Keep
have our
it
own
on the
little
back
colony.
burner. Just keep, don't rule the idea out completely, okay?
You really got to keep up your passport. Like,
Oh, I know. My husband needs to renew
I let mine
his.
expire. I got to get that before there's serious, like, restrictions.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, women can't
Like
apply for.
yesterday.
Yeah, like yesterday. Yeah, could you do that by yesterday? Thanks. Fucking thanks.
Those were great little facts. Oh my gosh. Okay, I learned so much. Well, now we are going to have a few more messages from our favorite people. So enjoy those, and we'll be back with pop culture.
Hello, everyone in the Boozeverse. It's Jason, your favorite resident flight attendant and fellow EBH listener. Congratulations to the lovely Kate and Liz on 100 fabulous episodes. I've enjoyed getting your take on top current events, and of course, I've gotten a little boozy along the way. Can't wait for the next 100 episodes. Keep it up, and I hope to come back soon for more airline shenanigans.
Hey, Liz and Kate. It's Amber G here, your Kardashian fashion correspondent. I just wanted to say congrats on your 100th episode of Evening Booze Hour. I'm so proud of you guys. I can't remember the last time I did 100 of anything in a row, so props to you. Kate, keep up the amazing Photoshop skills. I look forward to it every week. Elizabeth, I want more of your one-minute challenges and in-depth specials. You guys are amazing. Keep it up. Love listening to Evening Booze Hour every week.
Happy 100th episode, Evening Booze Hour!
Okay, yay! Those were so sweet. Thank you, everybody. We love you.
Right. I'm gonna cry. So emotional.
So now I'm gonna do pop culture, and I wanted to talk about some centenarian celebrities. So those are celebrities who are in their 100s. I've only heard of one of these people before.
Oh, awesome.
But I learned a lot, and I figured it was worth sharing, and we could all learn something.
Yeah. Please tell me. I'm excited for this.
Okay, well, truly. The first one is the one that, like, we all know. Kirk Douglas, man. Michael Douglas's dad is still alive.
He's going to outlive all of us.
Oh, he's 102. 102. Still kicking.
I had a great aunt that lived to be 102.
Wow. Oh, my. I don't know if I know anyone who's lived to be 100.
Yeah, she was like super legit too.
Whatever Kirk is doing, like, tell us your secret, because so you know him, he's Michael Douglas's father. Michael Douglas is pretty old himself, so then he's also an American actor and a producer. He was like in movies back in the day. I didn't research Kirk Douglas. We all know him. And if you don't, Google him. Okay, so the next one is Marsha Hunt. She's 101, born in 1917. She's pretty interesting. She's a retired American actress, model, and activist. She was blacklisted by Hollywood film studio executives in the 50s during McCarthyism, in the midst of that time when they were just blacklisting a lot of artists and celebrities. So she became a humanitarian. Her cause was for world hunger. She really supported that. And then in later years, she helped homeless shelters and supported same-sex marriage, raised awareness about climate change, and promoted peace in third world countries. So,
my God.
Yeah. And if you do good deeds, you will live forever.
That is literally amazing.
Yeah. Marsha Hunt. Look her up.
I'm going to write her, like, a message. I'm going to write her fan mail.
I bet that. I don't think she's up with the email. So, I mean.
I'm going to tweet her.
Yeah.
She's on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
At Marsha.
I think snail mail is the way to go. Yeah.
Oh, the old Pony Express? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Courier pigeon? No, that's like medieval, I feel like. Okay, so the next one is
love her.
The next one is Norman Lloyd. He's 104, everyone. He was born in 1914. He's also an actor, a director, and producer. He's worked in every major facet of the industry, including theater, radio, television, film. His career started in 1923. And his last film to date was Trainwreck in 2015, the Amy Schumer movie.
No.
Yes.
That is, I thought you were going to say, He was blue in Old School.
Oh, no.
That guy?
Yeah.
That boy blue. Anyone?
Okay. Yeah, I think he's, like, one of the old guys, obviously, and, like, when her dad's in the nursing home. But, yeah, I was trying to, like, yeah. I didn't see a picture of him, but that's Norman Lloyd still working at 104, okay? What are you, what are you doing? Like, what am I doing with my life?
Wait, what's his name?
Norman Lloyd.
Norman Lloyd. Oh, my God.
All right, and then the last one is Dusty Anderson. She is 100, born in 1918, and she was an American actress, World War II pinup model. So she's beautiful, obviously. Yeah.
Hot girl summer.
Had to throw one in. She was featured in the mystery films Crime Doctor's Warning in 1945, and it was a popular, like, crime doctor series, I guess. So these movies were pretty popular. And then she was also in The Phantom Thief and from the Phantom Thief, which is from the Boston Blanky crime series, if you know what that is. And then she was a pinup model for the military magazine Yank. So she's still alive, just looking gorgeous and fabulous at 100.
Oh my God, I'm sure she looks more put together than I do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
She has to. That is amazing.
So yeah, those are just some famous, like, centenarian celebrities that I didn't know about, but now I do. And, you know, I think they made some great accomplishments. And, like, obviously, they've got some kind of magic secret that they need to share with us, but they're still all alive, so good for them.
Yay. Oh my God.
So kind of along that theme of old things, I wanted to do a crime time where we look back on some crimes that have been dubbed crime of the century. So that gets, like,
yes.
That gets added
this
to a lot of
I'm
things.
This is what I'm here for.
It was
this
fun
is what
researching.
I'm here
so I tried
okay.
to narrow
I'm
it
get
down.
Comfortable.
Get comfy.
Hang on. I gotta lay down in my bed. Okay. Getting nice and
comfy. Now I'm
going
to tell you a story.
Okay. And go.
Okay. So these are, like, I tried to find some, like, lesser known crimes of the century, which I know is weird. So I didn't do, like, Manson family, no OJ, no JonBenet. You know, some ones that, like, I think are pretty popular, but other ones, like, I just didn't know all the details, or I don't think a lot of people know all the details, okay. Especially, like, younger people. And I tried to
appreciate everything.
And I tried to pick them from, like, different decades, so throughout the last 100 years. So, okay.
And perfect.
Okay. The first crime of the century is from 1958 and is the Lana Turner affair. So this one was new to me.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I don't know any details about this.
Okay. New to you too. Okay. We're all going to be learning something. So Lana Turner was one of Hollywood's box office queens for more than 2 decades, but her real life was obviously, like, not as, you know, up, you know, it didn't fall in line with that Hollywood mold. Her father was a miner in Idaho, and he had been murdered after winning a craps game. So
what?
Yeah, that was her home life and, like, where she was from. And she just didn't have a really good, you know, relationships. She hung out with, like, men that were not that great. And she actually ended up marrying 7 times in her lifetime.
Oh, no.
So one marriage was to the actor Lex Barker. And that ended in 1957 after she accused him of molesting her daughter from a previous marriage, Cheryl Crane. So Cheryl's her daughter.
Thank God.
Yeah. So she began this affair with this guy named Johnny Stampinato, and he was
okay.
He was suspected of mob ties. I'm not gonna, like,
no,
I'll let
definitely
you
not
put two
no,
and two together.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I'm not implying anything by saying his last name. But So yeah, it was volatile. When she would try to break it off, he would get violent. And on the night of April 4th, 1958, they got into a really bad argument in her Beverly Hills home and got so violent that her 14-year-old daughter, Cheryl, ran for a knife and ended up stabbing Stompanato to death. So her 14-year-old daughter, like, came in to help her mom and stabbed him to death.
Damn.
And she's this big star.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So the papers, like, went crazy about it. It was, like, one of the most sensational legal hearings in Hollywood at the time, or, you know, some say ever. And, like, it was just, like, riveting, right? It was, like, a distressful mother, you know, a daughter who came to her rescue. Like, it didn't, this article I was reading didn't actually say how it ended, like, what happened to the daughter, whether she had to go to jail or what, but.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Although she was a girl. This was 58.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
They had money, though, I'm assuming. But, yeah, oh, so. That is pretty crazy. Like, someone who just has this tumultuous life anyways, and then this murder ends up happening. Or, yeah. Or self-defense, which, whatever.
If that happened now, think about how insane that would be.
Oh, my God. Well, it's like we just saw Simone Biles' brother, like, is accused of a triple murder. Like, that's insane, you know?
I haven't read anything into that. I've only seen headlines.
But anyways, so, but yeah, I feel like I was reading this, that kind of came to mind because she's such a big name and everybody loves her. And, like, obviously she's not her brother, you know, but they're just, you know, connected and it's crazy.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, poor girl. Anyways. Okay. So the next one is one of, like, my favorites. It is the Patty Hearst kidnapping, which happened in 1974.
This is iconic.
It is. I mean, exactly. Perfect way to describe it. So, Patty Hearst is the granddaughter of William Randolph Hearst, who's, like, the big newspaper conglomerate, you know, everything. The big, rich guy back in the day. And she was 19 years old when she was kidnapped on February 4th, 1974 by a band of Bay Area urban revolutionaries that went by the name of the Symbionese National Liberation Army. And as her ransom, they demanded that her father feed all the hungry people in California. So that's what they wanted as a ransom, because her family's
rich.
Which
is, like, you know what? Good.
Yeah. It's also, like, so much bigger than, like, just some rich guy being like, here's money.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's not how it works. Like, you have to solve poverty so people stop being hungry. Anyways. So they had kidnapped her for 2 months. You know, people were looking for her. And then she was seen on camera helping her kidnappers rob a bank. So the bank footage caught her there. She was dressed like them. So people think she was brainwashed. She had Stockholm syndrome. And she went on to kind of help them with their mission and do several illegal things. And she eventually got her own arrest warrant. But it was like a year and a half before she was actually captured. So
was she really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, she was with them for a year and a half, like, joining her kidnappers, committing crimes.
God, I thought it was like 6 months or something.
Yeah, I don't know if I realized it was that long either. But her defense strategy was that she had been brainwashed, and her trial went on for 2 months. It led to a 7-year sentence for her, but it was later commuted by President Jimmy Carter, and she only served 22 months. And then Bill Clinton granted her a full pardon the day he left office.
Oh, damn.
So now she can get a job anywhere.
Which she should be able to anyway.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You would assume, like, somebody from that big of a family would not even spend one day in jail.
Right, but I think because it went on so long and there was just, like, such clear evidence that she, it was, you know, doing it with them, like, willingly. But, yeah, craziness. So that's always, like, you know, I think of, like, heiresses and, like, what if that happened to Paris Hilton today? That
stop. She'd be like, it's hot. Yeah. It's so hot to be, like,
kidnapped.
A fucking terrorist. Oh, my God. Fucking Paris Hilton.
Okay. Love her. Her Instagram is so cute. If anyone's not following her, get on it.
If you're not following her, what are you doing?
All right. So the last crime of the century is, I don't want to gross people out. I feel like I have to give us a disclaimer. It's the Mary Kay Letourneau Forbidden Love story. That was the title of it, Forbidden Love. And I just, that made me like kind of want to throw up.
This was like, I feel like, okay, what year was this?
This was 1998.
Okay. This was like one of the first like stories in the tabloids that I was like
into.
So what was that, like eighth grade?
Yeah, same for me, like kind of like that JonBenet like time and like starting to pay attention to like what?
Yeah, what like happens? On the cover of all the magazines in the checkout line, like you're actually like aware of what's like happening in pop culture, right? Yeah.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, for sure. I definitely was in the same place when I first learned of this story too. So I have to quote this, and this is from Time magazine, but it just like made my stomach turn. What happens to a woman when she finds the man of her dreams? Only he is a child. And if the woman is his teacher. I'm like, why are we like romancing this, first of all? Like, this is disgusting. I think we all need to know women are predators too. Mary Kay Letourneau is evidence of that for sure.
Yeah, well, it's that thing of like, oh, if it was a man, you know, however tries to spin things. But like in this case, like it's true.
Yeah.
If it's a man.
Yeah.
That would not be okay.
No, exactly. I mean, so Mary Kay Letourneau was a teacher, and she fell in love with her student, Vili Fulau, I think. We're just going to call him Vili. She first met him when he was in the second grade. That's the first time she was his teacher. But she didn't start flirting with him until he was in the sixth grade.
Oh, thank God. Good, okay.
Yeah. And she didn't start having...
Good for her.
Yeah, she didn't start having sex with him until he was 13.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good, yeah. Oh, my God.
This woman. Okay. This
is even more sick because, like, I worked with middle schoolers for several years. Mm-hmm. And, like, 13, no.
Well, and boys like, are so susceptible at that age and, like, so easily influenced, especially, like, everything's all about just, like, being cool and, like, they have a sex drive and stuff like that. And, like, they're just vulnerable in that way, you know, that she could take advantage.
Yeah. It's just so wrong.
Yeah. So Mary Kay was already married and was a mother of four when she started her affair, but her marriage was disintegrating, wasn't going well. And she got pregnant with Vili's daughter. And that's kind of when everyone started finding out about things.
Yeah. I cannot with this story.
Yeah. So she had his daughter, and she ended up going to prison on rape and molestation charges. She then, while she was in prison, would violate the rules of her sentence by seeing Vili again and becoming pregnant again while she was in prison.
Okay, how did that happen if it's violating the rules?
How does
that happen?
And, like, I don't know. I was watching some show. Was it? I might have been Orange is the New Black. I can't remember. It's a prison show, but they had, like, all these, like, secret ways to have sex and stuff, like on visitation with like it not looking like you're having sex.
What?
Like in public visitation areas, like they can sometimes like,
you're not even supposed to touch, right?
Well, in like some places I think you can. It's like just kind of like out in a yard with tables. Like I remember seeing this.
Well, I could see if you're allowed to like sit on someone's lap or something.
Yeah.
Oh my. You would think that if it was against the rules, like she wouldn't even be able to see him. Right? If it was like violating whatever
how was she able to see him? I have no idea. You would think that they were suspended somehow. He got in, got her pregnant. But she's like this blonde white woman, you know, and so of course the media loved her because she's beautiful. But she did have manic depression too. And so, you know, kind of like tabloids ate that up as well as like kind of like this crazed woman, you know, with this affair. She was released from prison in 2004 and she and Vili got married. So he stuck with her that whole time. Yeah.
I couldn't believe
I know.
I could not.
And they just continue to keep like coming back into the limelight, you know, and it's like, I feel like if they really didn't want attention, they could go somewhere and, like, not have attention. Right. You know, like, they could change their names. They could, like, you know, I don't know. They're always coming up.
Washington State, like, yeah. No one will ever hear from you again.
Yeah, I don't know. So, unfortunately, though, the marriage didn't last. And in 2017, they did file for legal separation. They did try to reconcile several times, but the case has moved to private arbitration in February, and in August they finalized their separation. So now maybe he won't be brainwashed anymore and can go to therapy for all the years of abuse this poor man has suffered.
How old is he now?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. How old?
He must have been like 13 in 1998 or something.
Yeah, probably.
That was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So he'd be like 33 or something.
He's like our age. He's definitely like our age because in 1998, that's like how old I was 13.
Yeah. 14. Oh, that is true. That's probably why it was like even more crazy to us because like we were that old.
It was crazy.
And I mean, you still do. You see in the headlines,
always,
female teachers like hooking up with their high school students.
Yeah. What is like, with these women? Like, what is with these people? Like, they're children. Stop it.
I know. It's bad.
And that's like, you have to be careful. I mean, I know your daughter's going to school, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like predators, like, go find jobs where they can be around kids, you know?
I know. And some people who work in the public schools, I'm like, how the fuck did this person get hired? Yeah. Like, what are they, hiring anybody off the goddamn street? Apparently. So, yeah, that's fun to think about. Thanks. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a great... That was a good one that I often forget about.
Yeah, I did just see there was a, if you have, like, the A&E app, there's a Mary Kay Letourneau documentary on there, if you'd like to learn more, if you can stomach it. But those are my crimes of the century for you. So I think it's time for Mom Squad.
Yeah. Are we doing Mom Squad and then sports?
Yeah, we'll wrap things up with, we have an update in sports, so we'll wrap that up.
Clearly, I don't know the order after 100 fucking episodes. I'm like, what's the order again? Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, so we're going back again, about 100 years ago or so, for this Mom Squad special edition. Okay, listen. I just want to tell you all that people
used to mail their children through the U.S. Postal Service.
The U.S. Postal Service. That's right. Full circle. We're coming full circle.
You've all been waiting for it. I know. So yeah, so apparently postage was cheaper than a train ticket. So
people still thought, is. Like,
why not? Yeah. Very true. Very true. Yeah, people used to mail their children in the mail. And which I want to know, like, they didn't go too in depth into, like, the details, but, like, were the Postal Service people, like, feeding them, changing diapers? Like, some of these were, like, babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know? They weren't, like, grown-up children who, like, could use the bathroom by themselves.
But yeah, it's not like if you're, like, a child from a divorced family where you share custody and they have to, like, travel on a plane with, like, a guardian or anything. No, no, these kids were just shipped.
Yeah. Literally put a stamp on their forehead. Make them stand out by the mailbox. And then they're just taken by the fucking mailmen and women. Mail people. Mail person.
Mail carriers.
To call them. Oh, okay, yeah. That's a good one. The mail carrier. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there was, like, a couple specific cases they gave, but they weren't, like, too crazy. But I want to know, like, one of them was like, oh, they were only sent, like, a mile down the road. Which is, like, okay, so basically the kid got a ride. Mm-hmm. In the, like, horse and carriage a mile down, like,
yeah, like that one I'm like, ride. Yeah, your parents couldn't take you a mile down the road, like, I walk more than a mile, like, every day, so
yeah, right. Yeah, and then the other one was, like, a girl who was a little older got sent to her grandparents, which was, like, 70 miles away or something. Mm-hmm. And but, like, I guess she had, like, family who worked on the train, like, the postage train or whatever, so it wasn't, like, that creepy, like, right. Weird.
At least she had some kind of, like, person looking out for her.
Connection. Yeah, yeah. So, I want to hear, more, because you'll see pictures of, like, legit babies in, like, sacks, like, postal sacks. And then there's, like, some old postman, like, he doesn't fucking know. You think this kid's taking care of a baby one day in his goddamn life? I don't think so. He's never even seen a baby before.
I know. And it's like, what if the baby, like, poops or needs to eat or, I don't know, like, the baby's exactly. Eating things.
That's what I want to know. Like, were they did they have to feed them, change their diapers? Like, I know they did cloth diapers and whatever, but you still have to know what you're doing to do that. I don't know. How far was the farthest traveled one? Like, it didn't give any specifics. So we need to look further into this, but I would definitely mail my children. Liz, I'm mailing my kids.
Mail me your kids. Okay. I'll take care of them when they get here.
Yeah, they're going to be there between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Tuesday, so
okay.
Be ready for that.
Sending them express, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Takes a couple days. It's fine. They're fine. It's cool. I packed a couple snacks for them. They're going to be fine.
Okay. Extra strength diapers.
Yeah. What a goddamn time to be alive.
Honest to God.
Yeah, so that's my mom squad. Would you send your children in the post office? Or
would that make your life easier?
I think so. I think we got to bring this back. Should we, like, do this again? I don't know. I'll start a service. I'll start, like, an Uber for, like, your kids. Right?
After the rescue Uber. Yeah, you have, like,
we're starting
have so many, like, offshoot Uber ideas.
I really should work for Uber. I don't know. Uber? At Uber, can you contact us?
because clearly I'm just coming up with so many ideas. It's insane.
Cool. Well, I guess that's an interesting tidbit about history again and stuff that you could do 100 years ago.
Yes, exactly.
So it's time for more messages from our faves. And I know you had like a write-in one that you have to read. So maybe we should start with that before we get back to the voicemails.
Yes. Okay. Excellent idea, because I literally already forgot about it. Okay. This message came via text to little old me from your parents.
My parents? Oh, no way.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to just say, I think
I tried calling them earlier today. Spending...
Oh, they're probably like, oh my God. Listen, I think they thought they sent me like a voice message, but I legitimately think that they were doing like speech to text.
Oh, I didn't know they knew how to do that.
I think, because you know how it's like a little microphone?
That's probably
so. I literally think that they hit the microphone button and then talked, and then this is what was texted to me. It's so good. Okay. Hello, Kate Elizabeth. This is mom and dad, last name, from Tucson, Arizona. Where is the new 100 degrees of heat on your hair test anniversary? And gee, we're very proud of you and love your productions. Keep up the good work. We're looking to do 100 more. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. No, that's totally them.
And then I get a follow-up text 4 minutes later. And it says, LOL. I haven't responded at all, okay?
Say, oh, my LOL. God. Was my dad drunk?
I hope to God. It says, LOL. Okay. And Liz, this is Dan. Sorry for the problem from the previous statement. We love your program, and we wish you 100 degrees of success in the next 100 broadcast. Love your parents from Tucson.
Oh, my God. So they cute. Probably didn't, like, they thought they messed up because it was, like, a text or what. Yeah, they're totally confused.
But I was like, oh, my God, I love this so much, and I can't wait to send it to you to, like, for you to, like,
oh, my God. No. Me and my husband have so many jokes about my parents texting. This is a great one.
Yeah, Andy was like, I'm going to send you, like, one from Liz's parents. And, like, he thought it was a voice. Like, he thought they were sending me a voice. And he's like, I spent so long, like, trying to teach them how to do it. I'm like, oh, God bless.
Oh, my gosh. My husband is so patient. Well, that was amazing. Let's listen to some more of our VIPs, and then we'll wrap things up with sports.
Hey, hey. Just wanted to say congratulations on 100 episodes. I always knew you guys would make it this far. Couldn't be more proud. And cheers. Cheers to the next 100. Looking forward to it.
Hey, guys. Meggie here, resident animal expert, following up with Kate and Liz for the request for anything to be put on the podcast for their 100th episode. I thought it would be great to give you some animal facts. So I chose the guinea pig because I love them and they are probably one of my favorite animals. And they are known for being super great to have around the house, but they're other alternate name is a cavy, which is C-A-V-Y. You can go on hashtag cavy on Instagram and see some really great, very cute pictures. Their babies are born and they're able to feed on grain, hay, you name it, within 3 hours of being born. They are a rodent and they are not native to Guinea or pigs. So the origin of the name is still a little bit of unclear, but they definitely originated in South America, most likely the Andes. And unfortunately, in South America, they are eaten, but we don't have those practices here in the U.S., unless you go to like an exotic meat market. Usually they are just here for the enjoyment of all humanity. Hope that is a fun little tidbit and that you guys have a wonderful 100th episode. Love you so much. Bye.
Okay, thanks again for all those super cute messages, everyone.
The best.
A few of you also asked for some updates on stories that we've done in the past. So we have a couple of those for you coming up. And I have to start with sports and talk about the Ball family. Yep, we had requests for the Ball family. Basketball's most controversial family. You know them. You hate them.
Love to hate them. This is like what I live off of.
So, you know, it's LeVar Ball is the dad. Lonzo Ball is the one who plays in the NBA. He now plays for the Pelicans. He used to play for the Lakers, and his dad was always like, my son will only play for the Lakers. He will only play for the Lakers. Well, now he plays for the New Orleans Pelicans, okay?
Which is like, who? I'm sorry. What team is that?
I know. Of all basketball teams, that sounds like that team would be made up. For sure. That's like...
What is the name of the team?
The Pelicans.
New Orleans?
Yeah. Like New the Orleans. Sea bird.
That's like... Wait, that's an NBA team?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Look it up.
No. I'm literally Googling that right now.
Yeah. New Orleans Pelicans.
No. I'm so mad at you right now.
It's not my fault that they have a ridiculous mascot.
I refuse to believe. Oh.
Yeah.
My God.
And then there's like the other two Ball kids. Like, I get them all confused. So I don't really have updates on them, but I have updates on Lonzo and LeVar. So apparently... God. LeVar, who loves to be on TV and be interviewed everywhere, is no longer welcome on ESPN after a controversial appearance that happened. I think this was earlier this summer. Yeah, this was in June. So, okay. He loves to stir the pot, right? You know, but apparently he was on the show First Take being interviewed by a woman, Molly Kierum. She is the host. And he had an inappropriate exchange with her. And since then, ESPN and all of their like platforms and family networks are refusing to have him back. So Molly asked LeVar, could we switch gears, you know, like in the interview to move him towards another topic? And he said, you can switch gears with me anytime.
No. Of course he did.
And he's saying it wasn't sexual. I didn't see it. Like,
oh, please.
Like, he could be very straightforward, like, well, you can switch gears. I'm down for any to talk about anything, you know. But the way that they were saying it's inappropriate, I am assuming it's like, you can switch gears anytime, you know.
Right. Oh, absolutely. It had to have been in, like, a sexual way.
Exactly. Which he is denying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and this is not the first time he's like made controversial comments towards a female like reporter. I guess on Fox Sports The Herd, he got into like a pretty tense exchange with Kristen Leahy, who had asked like about the new Big Baller brand shoes and how they were selling, and he was just like, stay in your lane, and like was kind of like aggressive.
Okay, which, if you are a Bachelor fan like me, it all goes back to The Bachelor, let me tell you. If I hear the term fucking stay in your lane one more fucking time, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Wait, is that what they say a lot on The Bachelor?
Oh my god, stay this in last your lane. Season of The Bachelorette.
Oh my god.
Every single time, stay in your lane.
Oh my god.
Stay in your lane. If you would just stay in your lane. I was like, oh my god, that could be a drinking game. Every time one of the dudes said to fucking stay in your lane.
Oh my god.
Amber V, you know what I'm talking about.
That is hilarious.
Okay. Yeah, stay in your lane. It's like, ew. My least favorite saying of all time.
Well, anyway. And now this man who probably would love to be on The Bachelor.
Is oh my god, he'll probably be our next Bachelor, and I would watch it.
Yeah. Okay, so not he's cool. Also got beef with Sir Charles Barkley.
No! No! He's my man.
Yeah, no, I mean, isn't Charles Barkley, like, everybody's man? Don't we all collectively love Charles Barkley, and we forgive him for all his vices?
Yes. He's the best. I'm sure he's done, like, horrific things, yeah. But still.
He's got a horrible gambling addiction. I'm sure he's not great to women, but... but I'm on Team Barkley in this one, so... I guess Charles Barkley got asked about, you know, Ball's controversial remarks to Molly Kierum, and he was like basically referred to LeVar Ball as a village idiot, and that he was being unfair to his son. He said something like, "Don't even bring up LeVar Ball to me. I don't talk about him. You shouldn't talk about him." Whenever someone says LeVar Ball, like, a village is missing his idiot. Like, to paraphrase.
Yes. Yes, Charles Barkley. Yeah.
He's like, don't even talk about this guy. That's all this guy wants you to do is talk about him. So LeVar obviously had to answer back. And this is what he said. This is so ridiculous. Okay. And I quote, "I don't even pertain to Charles because he's so jealous of me. He wants to be me so bad." He said, "He never had a father. He wishes that I was his father. That's why he's so animate towards me, but I don't even get into that because the only way he can get his 200 likes he got is to say something about me. But I know he's jealous. He wants everything I got. People don't come up to him. Kids don't believe in him. Nothing."
Oh my god. This is... Sanity.
He said Charles Barkley wishes that LeVar Ball was his dad. Listen, dude, no one wishes you were their dad. I know. Because we don't watch, like, the sports things, but...
And this is that thing of, like, this is the second time I've heard of, like, someone in their argument saying, like, oh, they got so many amount of likes. Yeah. Like, it's like on that confronting OJ.
Yes, yeah. Thing,
you know, that bad guy that she talks to on the phone.
Yeah, that attorney.
And he's like, oh yeah? Like, she used to have this many followers and now she has this many followers. Like, only insane fucking psychos pay attention to that shit.
Oh, yeah, no, that's like our currency these days. It's so insane.
It is so crazy. And, like, you automatically know that whoever, it like, is saying that out of their mouth is completely just, like, a horrible person.
Yeah. Like, I mean, this
if
guy...
If they bring up likes and, like, this and that follows, they're gross.
Like, this guy's, like, ego is, like, just as big as Trump's. Like, I am surprised they're not, like, besties. But
it is so exactly
like after gross. Trump helping get his son out of China, also I'm still kind of surprised that they're not hanging out. But anyway, speaking of his son Lonzo, who plays for the Pelicans now, he's also a rapper, so he's debuted a rap single. He throws a little shade at his former team, the Lakers. Yeah. He's on the ramp game now. I think I saw a video of him like in a yacht, so he's definitely going for the look of it. Or maybe it was like a speedboat, but yeah.
Listen, yachts are so 2017.
Yeah. I think it was a speedboat, actually. I don't think he has enough money for a yacht.
It was a rowboat.
Yeah. It was a paddle boat.
He's just out in the middle of the ocean on a fucking paddle boat.
Oh, God. So anyways, I saw this video. I also read that the Big Baller brand, which you guys all know about, they have this brand. They have this like Facebook family, Facebook show on the Facebook channel, whatever.
I did start watching that.
I hear it's pretty funny, but the brand is not doing so good. You know, there's been a lot of controversy this year. LeVar is crazy, you know. So I guess, like, on the Facebook show, like, Lonzo kind of admits that the brand's not doing so great and that it's, like, basically, like, decimated, he says, I think. And, you know, that doesn't go well with LeVar because, like, this man lives for his brand that nobody wants to buy.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there's definitely some like controversy there, and maybe like the rumors are maybe the sons are trying to distance themselves from their father now and kind of seeing that he's not so great for like their own personal brands.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So some drama. Wow. I mean, there are guaranteed to be more updates, but that's what I got for you now on our...
That's really good. You gave us, like, 7 different updates.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm, like, literally in awe right now.
I mean, the fact that these people continue to keep themselves relevant, you gotta give them a little credit.
It's impressive. It is. You have to say, that is impressive.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, and then we also have another update on someone we love to hate on, too. Did you want to do that one?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so we had a request to see what our Winnie Pooh is up to these days.
Gwyneth the Menace.
Gwyneth the Menace. The one and only Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, creator of Goop, which is just the worst name for anything.
Really?
So she's back in the news. I haven't seen any crazy new products like since that vagina egg came out, right?
Yeah, and I was trying to, like, I haven't seen anything about... I was remembering how she, like, really hurt that man in the ski accident, and there was, like, a lawsuit, and I haven't seen anything about that, so.
Yeah, she almost killed him.
Yeah!
Have not heard a word about it. Interesting. Interesting. So then you had mentioned how you saw something about, like, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And saying something about Gwyneth Paltrow.
He was shading Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. So that's like basically the only update we have. I'm sure she's up to something else. She's got something else under those puffy sleeves. Oh,
she's probably trying to like hire a hit on Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh my. Yeah, boosh. Even that's a horrible name. It's like,
I know.
Why are they making up horrible names as their like company, their lifestyle brand? Yeah.
I don't
get it. Anyway, okay. So, apparently, Tom Brady of the New England Patriots is coming out with this lifestyle brand, or has already made it, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's called TB12, like Tom Brady number 12.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is good because, like... Lance Armstrong had, like, Livestrong, and now we all feel like we can't do that anymore. So there needs to be, like, a new, like, men's lifestyle brand. I feel like there's a void.
We need something different than the yellow bracelet.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes, like, I'll Google exercises and, like, Livestrong articles come up, and I'm like, ooh, do I click on that? I'm like, this is still a thing.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. So true. Okay, so TB12, you're about to see it blown up all over the world. Okay, so he's doing it with his trainer, Alex Guerrero. He's saying, like, he wants to help others do what they love better and for longer. So, you know, most guys in the NFL are not in it for as long as Tom Brady has been in.
Oh, no.
You know, like, he's really basically spent most of his adult life as a New England Patriot player, you know. So he wants to kind of help guys who, you know, you start this lifestyle and you get into the NFL and then it ends and you need to, like, figure out what's
afterwards. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of athletes, that's, you know, not just the NFL, but a lot of athletes have to deal with that.
Okay. So apparently, because he's this new lifestyle guru or whatever, he's being compared to Gwyneth Paltrow. So a Men's Health reporter actually brought up this comparison, and he did not get a favorable reaction from Tom Brady. So, you know, the guy must have said, like, oh, this sounds like goop for men or something. Right. And Tom, it says, quote, he, as in Tom Brady, scrunches his face at the comparison. He emphasizes that you don't need to be like a cyborg to be healthy and fit. You just have to make more good decisions than bad ones. So he basically called Gwyneth Paltrow a cyborg, right?
Yeah, and I quote, cyborg.
Yeah. Like,
that's the best.
Because he didn't say, like, her name in Cyborg, but we're all under the understanding.
We know, Tom.
That he met Gwyneth Paltrow is a cyborg, right?
Yeah.
Pretty clear.
We know.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I love it. I mean, that was some, like, really, like, low-key shade, you know. I mean, like you said, you didn't say anything.
And she hasn't said anything. No. Like, I haven't heard anything from her.
Right. I mean, like, who probably knows more, I'm sorry, about, like, being in shape and healthy, Super Bowl winning athlete or Gwyneth Paltrow? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like to be, like, an athlete, you kind of have to, like, be half a nutritionist, half a personal trainer, half, like, a doctor, you know?
A doctor.
Like, I feel like you have to know how to treat minor cuts and scrapes. Like,
yeah. That is crazy, though.
Oh, Tom Brady. Well, we love the shade. Stop being friends with
Tom. Say something back, Gwyneth. What do you have to say? What do you have to say about that? Tell us. Tell us what you have to say about that.
I would wish Gwyneth sent in some hate mail for this episode. That would make my life.
Right, we didn't get any hate messages.
You guys just love us too much. Well, okay, so we have, is it a BuzzFeed quiz or is it different? Like, we have something a little different for our wrap-up, right?
Yeah, I'm not asking you a BuzzFeed question. I made up my own
question. That's
what
I thought. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
It's so stupid. It's not even good. Okay, so, like, honest to God, the BuzzFeed quizzes are just getting worse by the minute. So, am I right?
So I spent, like, way too much time today, like, maybe 10 minutes, like, looking through there. There's nothing
That's
good.
What I've been doing. Week after week, I'm just, like, scrolling. There's nothing. It's bad, guys. We have to, like, bring it to BuzzFeed themselves. We need to start flooding their inboxes with, like, dude, they fired all those people. Mm-hmm. And I saw that. Seeing,
now there's no good quizzes.
Now we're seeing what's wrong. Yep.
We bring back the quiz masters.
The quiz masters. I want that on a t-shirt. Can we put that on a t-shirt?
Sure.
Please. Because I would buy that. Bring back the quiz masters.
That's what my protest sign is going to say.
With, like, someone who looks like Dumbledore, but, like, a millennial.
Yeah. See, now we have to come up with our own questions and use our own minds.
Literally a millennial Dumbledore. That is what I'm picturing.
That is a quiz.
Oh, you
master.
Don't even know who Dumbledore is.
I know who he is. Like, I don't know anything about him or what he did or if he's good or bad, but...
So
he's kind of like a Chrisley to me. He's sort of like a Chrisley. He could be a member of the Chrisley family. Like, I have no idea.
Which I can't wait to do an update on that family. Oh, God.
It's like I've seen him, but I don't know him. I don't know him.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. Okay. Well, I just came up with a 100 themed would you rather question.
Yay.
And it's like not even that. Good, but whatever. It was honestly better than anything on BuzzFeed. So you decide. Okay. Question is, would you rather live 100 years ago or live forever as a 100-year-old?
Ooh.
Like live the rest of your life, like literally forever.
As a 100-year-old.
Like be 100.
That's a good one, Kate.
Starting today.
I think, I don't know if it would be that fun to live forever at 100 years old.
No. Yeah, well, some people want to live forever.
Right.
I don't want to live forever.
Yeah, I don't.
You know this before, like, I never want to die.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm like, dude, what?
Yeah.
You want to live forever? No. No, right? That
yeah.
would be insane.
I'm not even sure if I want to live to be 100, so we'll see.
It does now seem like forever.
Yeah.
So you're going to be 100. But really, oh my God, let's talk about life.
But then if I live,
by in a past.
If I lived 100 years ago, like, I might only live to be, like, 35 because
yeah.
there was, like, yeah. just, not a lot of technology or something, you know, like.
And usually, like, I would say that usually if you listen to this podcast a lot, you know that Liz and I do not ever wish to live in, like, any other time but the present.
Exactly.
You know, like, all the other questions we have, like, we're always like, no, we don't want to live, like, or it's like, pick a different time
no.
you wish you were alive or whatever.
Never.
And, like, you are always like, no other time. I want to be alive now.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say that you'd rather live 100 years ago.
I know.
But honestly, I think it would be better than living
so.
Forever.
I think so, too. I
yeah.
mean, it sounds like an exciting time. I'm just getting, you know, the chance to vote, probably. I'm sneaking into speakeasies, like. But, yeah, being 100.
Wearing super cute flapper dresses.
Yeah.
With, like,
right?
little.
Like, unless I was, like,
also
100
I was thinking,
in, like, 50 years from now, and there was all this technology, and I could be, like, I bet, like, J-Lo's gonna look amazing when she's 100. If I could, like, be, like, J-Lo at 100, then maybe I would live forever as 100.
The way that woman looks at 50, she's 50.
I know.
She's, like, the hottest woman to ever have lived. Okay? 50. 50.
We should all just stop trying, really. And whenever our husbands or dates or partners are like, are you going to put on any makeup? I'm just going to be like, no, J-Lo ruined it for everyone.
It's all J-Lo's fault.
Yeah. Why bother?
Why even bother with anything?
Thanks, J-Lo.
Oh, my God. But honestly, I love her so much.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She is, like, the ultimate.
Oh man, but yeah, that's a good one. I guess my official answer will be live 100 years ago and keep it spicy. I think mine too. Keep it on the edge. Yeah. Will I survive past 35?
Like, if we already knew what was going to happen,
right?
Maybe we could
We still have to go through World War II.
Butterfly effect thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, we still have to go through World War II and all these other just catastrophic things.
But you'll know to go to Hollywood and fucking act your little heart out.
And then you'll get blacklisted back in the day, like our girl, that I reported on earlier, Marsha Hunt.
So you'll be good.
So let us know, would you rather live forever at age 100, or would you rather live 100 years ago in 1919 with Kate and I?
Yeah, we'll be there. We will be there.
We'll be in there.
Or around.
Fighting for your rights. Fighting for our rights to party.
Dude, I feel like we would thrive in 1919.
Yeah, I think right? We would. I mean, I think we'd either have to be like a nurse or a teacher. That's all we got going for us. So you got the teacher part. I'd probably have to be a teacher too.
Oh my God. No, you could be like a vaudeville actress or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Dude. I feel like I feel like the police were always after you then. I don't know. Is that like in the underworld?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I need to do more, research about really what was going on in, the 20s. really.
No, I mean, curious. We learned so much already, thanks to you earlier this episode. But I think now that's, all the news that's fit to drink. I can't believe it's 100 episodes and you guys have stuck with us this long. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. I can't. It's like I forget every day, and I need to remember.
It's like I forget until every love. Saturday, and I'm like, oh, crap, I have to record tomorrow on Sunday.
But it's the best.
It's the best.
It's the best.
It's the best, and we love doing it every week. We have so much fun, and thank you to everybody who sent in messages. That meant so much to us. It was really sweet, and I hope you guys loved hearing yourself on the podcast.
Yeah, I want this to be like a regular thing.
Sure.
Literally send us a rant. Send us a rant about something. We will put that shit on.
We love a good rant.
That is what we live for.
We love a good rant.
Oh my God.
I mean, did you not hear Katie talk about the word indictment? I mean, that was an grade A rant.
I can't with that word. Don't remind me. It's bringing back bad memories.
Well, on that note, thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Love you. Bye.
Bye.